Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Bayern breezed past Union Berlin in what turned out to be a lopsided affair.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all. History repeated itself. Bayern also won the first fixture between the two. Bayern scored three in the first half. It was pretty much a done deal after that. Lewandowski scored the third before the break from the penalty spot. The surprise on the score sheet was 19-year-old Tanguy Kouassi picking up his first goal of the season. This young kid only plays about 20 minutes a game. That was a bigger shock. Lewandowski completed his brace shortly after. He has 31 goals so far. No one on Union Berlin's side performed well in the match. Bayern traveled to Freiburg after the break, which could be problematic given Bayern have been a bit up and down. But as long as Dortmund drop points, Bayern have nothing to worry about when it comes to winning their 10th title. So all looking good so far in that competition. Of course, they have the Champions League as well.
And Hertha Berlin picked up an impressive win over Hoffenheim, Chris. What other results stood out for you?
Well, Hertha's win over Hoffenheim, we see this often. A coach gets fired, and then the team looks great in the following match, making one wonder, wow, the coach must have been holding these guys back. Hoffenheim, sixth in the standings, Hertha 16th. On paper, Hertha should not win this match. To go out and score three against Hoffenheim and giving them the donut, zero, is a great boost for the Capital Club. And just being honest, when you look at the point totals and where these teams are in the standings, you realize a couple of wins can boost a side up several spots. So Hertha, you know, could change their fortune quite soon. Other sides, Mainz, they were hit by COVID. They crushed Arminia Bielefeld 4-0. Both Freiburg and Leipzig dropped points and drew to their opponents, leaving Leverkusen a reclaimed third. After Paulinho scored two late goals versus Wolfsburg. Now, the bigger draw after the results was Dortmund's draw. It's a bigger deal because obviously they're chasing Bayern, trying to dethrone them. Well, Erling Haaland hasn't scored in his last three appearances. It's the first time it's been that long since he's joined Dortmund back in 2021. You know, he's been good for a goal every time he hits the pitch. This could be problematic for Dortmund moving forward. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, anytime Dortmund drop points, as they did, they make it that much easier for Bayern Munich to reclaim, you know, their title. So we have to wait and see what happens with Dortmund moving forward. But Cologne, you know, they did what they had to do to level the affair. So you have to give Cologne credit.
Chris, Bayern is pitted against Villarreal in the Champions League quarterfinals. The kickoff is in early April. What are your thoughts on that matchup there?
Well, you know, just a head-to-head, it's been over 10 years since these teams have met. Bayern won both of those easily, but that history doesn't mean much when they meet in April. What matters is momentum and fitness. We've seen Bayern slump domestically, and that does concern me a bit. When, on the other hand, you see the team respond on the Champions League pitch as they did most recently, you know, beating up RB Salzburg the way they did. You know, Bayern only have one trophy that matters to them, and that's the Champions League trophy. At the Bayern campus, winning the league is a foregone conclusion. You know, their opponents, Villarreal, they're seventh in La Liga. You know, when Bayern's been up and down, you know, they tend to respond well to, when it comes to the silverware that matters, and the Champions League silverware does. So I expect them to do what they have to do to advance in that competition because, you know, with all these question marks around certain players' future, all of them undoubtedly want to leave with winning that title.
And before we let you go, Chris, what can you tell us about the World Cup qualifiers coming up in Africa?
Well, yeah, which African nations will be headed to the World Cup in Qatar later this year? That's the big question. Only five African nations will be headed there. AFCON winner Senegal have a rematch against Egypt in a final AFCON rematch fixture, basically. But what caught my attention was the West African rivalry between Nigeria and Ghana. You know, they're locked in a crunch, a potential monster battle. They kick off in Ghana first. Now, I mentioned Nigeria because Nigeria, you know, have Union Berlin's Taiwo Awoniyi. He's been put on standby, so that remains to be seen. And a former Bundesliga player Leon Balogun has been recalled from Nigeria. This match is all about bragging rights, and the trash talking has already begun. You know, both sides have a point to prove. Nigeria historically have been in one World Cup, so they have that in their favor. You know, but all in all, I expect a very hot and heated fixture between both nations because they both want to represent Africa coming up in Qatar. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out, along with the other sides competing to kick off in Qatar later this year.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.